Our next guest, an opportunity with a victory to move to the finals of the Ultimate Fighter Nations. From Edmonton, actually originally out of St. Albert, Sheldon Westcott joins us. Sheldon, how are you, my man?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm well. Sheldon, you know, your MMA career obviously has had some ups and downs, I think, to say the least. Injuries and such at times have derailed you. You've never been in an opportunity like this before. Do you look at it that way, that you've got two fights to really cement yourself with a pretty good career in UFC?
Absolutely. The way I look at my entire career, even from when I first started, if I didn't make the UFC, I would have looked at my career as a failure. So for me, these fights to on the show, and hopefully if I win, getting to the finale, for me, it was my only option. It was the only road I ever planned on taking.
How has your fight game improved to get to this level that now you're in the semifinal?
Honestly, with me, I train out of Complete Fitness and Martial Arts in St. Albert. That's my home gym. Actually, I'm one of the owners of the gym. We have such an amazing core group of guys. And unlike anywhere else really in Canada, aside from TriStar, the best guys in the city and the best guys in surrounding areas are all coming to one place to train together with the intention to get to that big show and not trying to be the toughest guy at Edmonton. It's trying to help your other athletes and get to the pinnacle of the sport rather than we're looking at the big picture, and that doesn't happen in a lot of other places. We have all the best guys from every weight division coming to our gym and getting in work with our pro team, and it's awesome. And it's really stepped my game up to a level that I've never actually had before, because we have constant training partners at such a high level all the time that my game in the last year and a half has just blown up.
Sheldon, a lot of people, you know, I've been covering MMA now for, I want to say, 8 or 9 years. And, you know, a lot of people, when they talk about Westcott, said, you know what, he definitely has the ability. A lot of it came down to the focus necessary to take your level, you know, to go to that next level. Would that be a fair, you know, accurate thing that, like, I guess like in NHL hockey, it takes guys a while to learn really what it takes if you want to be one of the best?
Well, I've always treated the sport of MMA as my job in my profession. It's just I took a lot of time between fights. And where some guys take fights all the time, they have 20 fights inside of 4 years of their career, I've taken the more long, drawn-out route where between each fight, I want to get better. I want to have that growing stage, so every time I fought, I was better. And to my detriment, sometimes with injuries and guys pulling out of fights, I took a 16-month hiatus from fighting because I thought I was on one of the other seasons of The Ultimate Fighter. I ended up getting cut from the show, and then my opponent pulls out, so I took over a year off. And that wasn't by choice, but it ended up happening, and that kind of slowed down my career quite a bit. But now I've had, with this fight on Wednesday, tomorrow, this will be my fourth fight this year and my fifth fight in I think, 16 months.
And do you find you're better when you start to fight a little bit more frequently?
Yeah. Like when I fought my first fight back after the 16-month layoff, was against Nick Heron-Webb, and he fought on The Ultimate Fighter. He was in the UFC, and I made a lot of dumb mistakes that I wasn't making in practice, and then I ended up fighting 2 weeks later in Yellowknife, and it really felt so much sharper, and all the mistakes I made in the Heron-Webb fight I didn't make in when I fought Aaron Schmier for Five Star Fight League in Yellowknife, and I had the result that I really want. I won against Heron-Webb by decision, but if anybody who knows me is, if I win a decision, I consider it a loss because I want to finish the fighter. At the end of the fight, I want to finish them by submission, by knockout. That's the way I look at any fight I'm in.
Sheldon Westcott joins us. He's in the semifinal of the Ultimate Fighter Nations. It was Canada versus Australia. And so far, the Canadians pretty much dominating this one. Sheldon, I know in the welterweight bracket, it's down to two Canadians in the final, Laprise and Aubé Mercier. Also, Elias Theodoreau is already through to the finale in the middleweight bracket, which, of course, where you're going to be if you can beat Vic Grujic. Tell me, what do you know about your opponent tomorrow?
Well, Vic, I had the leading up until the very last fight of the quarterfinals, I had the fastest win. I won in 55 seconds. And Vic fought Luke Harris from Edmonton, and he knocked Luke out in 51 seconds. Rocked him on his feet, picked him up, slammed him on his head, and knocked him clean out with elbows. So you know that he's going to be a powerful guy. You know he's going to be extremely strong. He comes out. Every shot he throws is to knock guys out. And in all honesty, a lot of people would kind of shy away from that type of fight. But for me, I like firefights. I like when you're going in there and it's you look at him, he looks at you, I'll meet you in the middle. Okay, hands up and bite on your mouth guard, plant your feet and go. And that's my fight style. Like these are the type of fights that can make you. These are the type of fights that people won't forget. These are the type of fights that made me a fan of MMA. Like, I find a lot of guys, because it's the 20th season of The Ultimate Fighter, a lot of guys lost that sense of urgency and how much this really means. When I fight, like, the best way I can describe it, I fight like my butt's on fire and the nearest water is a mile away. I'm going to finish the fight. I'm going 100 miles an hour because this could be my only shot for people to see me fight. So I want people to see the best me. I want people to see the me that's going to go for broke and, you know what, risk losing in order to finish a fight and to win. So I have a very fan-friendly fighting style, and so does Vic. And he's dangerous everywhere. Like, he's not one-dimensional. He doesn't have one thing. He's a good wrestler, devastating striker. He has great ground and pound. He has good submissions. So it's definitely one of the ones that a lot of people are excited to see.
Sheldon, everybody, as they evolve in this sport, you can be a good striker, you got to be a good grappler, you have to have the endurance to go three, and now in a lot of cases, five rounds. You know, we're seeing non-title fights that are five rounds. Just talk about the evolution of being a well-rounded fighter, because I don't care, I know there are some guys, like, Rory McDonald was kind of that generation of guys who was an MMA guy. He wasn't a wrestler who became an MMA. He wasn't a boxing guy who came into it. He's kind of being an MMA guy from day one, and you're kind of on that similar path a little bit. Where's your game at? Do you, like, every guy tells me, yeah, I'm well-rounded, and I get that, but everybody has a strength. What is your, is striking your strength that you feel that when push comes to shove, I can win most fights striking? What's the best part of your game?
I'd say, for me personally, I'm a very explosive fighter, and like a lot of these guys who grew up in MMA, there's still that evolution of the strength and conditioning facet of it. I go to Shara Vigeant, SVPT in Edmonton. She is the best in the business at strength and conditioning for MMA. I don't care what anyone else says. She is the best in the business, and she's taken me. I have one draw in my career. It was the worst performance of my career. I was tired, and that was about 4 years ago, and I knew I needed to do something different. Yeah, I started the sport just doing MMA, but that's still just not enough. When it comes down to diet, when it comes down to your strength and conditioning and rest as well, I went to go see her, and I haven't lost a round since I started with her. It's that next evolution. There's always something more you can be doing, and being able to train smarter and having a team behind you. It's not MMA. When I fight, it's just me. So if I make a mistake, that's on me. But getting ready for the fight, it takes a whole team to get someone ready for a fight of these magnitude. So it's evolving as a game, evolving with MMA. You still have to keep going with the sport. Just because I started MMA doesn't mean that I know, oh, this is what I have to do. I'm still learning in the sport. And every day, like for me, jiu-jitsu is one of my strengths. I feel that I can submit anybody in the world. If you give me your neck, I can put you to sleep, but I have to set up those chokes. And you can have the best jiu-jitsu in the world or the best chokes in the world, but if you can't take the fight to the ground, your ground game's useless.
Yeah.
And if you can't strike, you can't set up your takedowns. So all these guys are saying, oh, I'm well-rounded. I think that where I'm better than a lot of people are, if I can clasp my hands around your legs, I will slam you or your waist. And if you let me around your neck, I'll put you to sleep.
One last one for you, Sheldon. How was it, the non-fighting stuff about The Ultimate Fighter, around the house, being on camera? Because I know for some guys it wears them down. Some guys try to ham it up for the camera. How was that for you?
A lot of guys try to ham it up for the camera, but at the same time, is not having any contact with the outside world, in some ways was horrible. Like, we didn't know anything that was going on in the world. We got out of the show and we find out Nelson Mandela passed away. Like, we got out late December, and so much things have happened in the world that we had no clue about. And also talking to your family and all that kind of stuff. But in one way, it's getting that break. In all honesty, taking that break away from technology, your phone, texting, TV, that part was really nice, because you got to actually, when you're interacting with some of the guys, you really realize who you dislike as a person and who you like as a person, because you had to go back to having a full-on conversation when there's not a lot to talk about. And the worst part about it is the guy who I liked the most on the show, I ended up fighting in the semifinal, Vic Rujic. He was probably one of the coolest people I've ever met in my entire life. And we ended up having a fight, and we both went into this fight knowing that we're going to try and take each other's head off and we'll be friends after.
Well, Sheldon, I know you know the outcome. I'd love you to tell us, but you can't. So we will tune in tomorrow, and hopefully we will see you in the finale. If you win tomorrow, when's the finale on? Is it on the following Wednesday?
The following Wednesday, live Quebec City at Pepsi Coliseum in Quebec City. Michael Bisping versus Tim Kennedy is the main event, and Patrick Cote and Kyle Noak was the co-main event, along with the middleweight finale.
All right. Well, best of luck, man. Hopefully we'll be seeing you next Wednesday at Le Colisée in Quebec.
Thank you very much.